To kick off the program today, let's talk about Black History Month. It's the 35th year of Montreal's official Black History Month programming. Tamara Angeline Medford-Williams is the appointed Anglophone spokesperson for Black History Month. To get started, would you just introduce yourself and tell me about your role with this edition of Black History Month, this 35th edition of the Black History Month in Quebec?
Thank you so much. So my name is Tamara Angeline Medford-Williams. I wear many hats, but in this role of the 35th edition, I was chosen as the Anglophone spokesperson for Black History Month. So it's really been an honor about that, just to be a part of it for this year and just to see the community come together in full force alongside our allies, of course. Earlier this week on Monday, we actually had the official launch hosted by the mayor of Montreal in collaboration with the Table Ronde on Black History Month. So it was really awesome. Yeah.
And there's a lot of different events scheduled this month. Would you tell me a little bit about what you're looking forward to and what you're involved in over the next few weeks?
I've been asked this question several times, and I'm like, do I have to switch it up now? Because if people listen to me on the different stations, I'll be saying the same thing. But I'll start with just talking briefly about the programming. I am honored to be the spokesperson this year and to see, the Table Ronde on Black History Month really open up its platforms for such diversity. And it really highlights all of our differences. It already started this week, but, there's screening that's going to be continuing into a discussion today, Friday. So tune in for that. It's called Fanon. So for people who don't know, France Fanon was a French psychiatrist from Martinique, was appointed head of department at the psychiatric hospital in Bilda, Algeria. It's really just a biopic in the heart of the Algerian war, where a fight is waged in the name of humanity. So they're going to have an awesome discussion about that. There's also various workshops, culinary workshops as well, which I'm definitely going to. There's one about Creole Haitian cuisine. I don't know how to make my riz Jean Jean or griot, but I'm going to learn, hopefully. I'm actually of Bajan, Barbadian, Jamaican descent, so I really love the opportunity to explore other cultures from within my community. The one that I think I'm most looking for, well, the few that I'm looking forward to the most, is definitely the annual blood drive association with organizations that support sickle cell anemia. For those who are listening and for people who don't know, sickle cell anemia impacts Black community members at disproportionate rates, along with other persons of color and racialized folk. But here in Canada, we know for a fact that, the Black community is oftentimes plagued by this, whether they have the trait or the disorder. And it impacts your overall functioning, and it actually impacts my cousin in my family actually has, the disorder. So I've witnessed the toll that is taken on her. So I'm really looking forward to the blood drive because, for someone who has sickle cell anemia, they have to do a lot of blood transfusions. And we need blood to come from the same genetic background. Similarly to, if you're A positive, you need to, get blood from an A positive donor. So we need our community to come out to ensure that when our community members have fallen ill due to this and many others, they're supportive. So I'm really hoping that the collective comes out for that. There's also an African ballet presentation that's happening. I'm excited about that. As I mentioned, this program, we're not just highlighting, one sole Black identity. As I mentioned during my speech on Monday at City Hall, we all hone the Black identity differently and we represent it and express it in different ways. For instance, I identify as Caribbean, there's people who identify as Afro-Caribbean, Afro descendants. And I love how in the program, we're not just highlighting Blackness as a monolith, but with all of our differences. So there's also going to be a lecture on the history of African descent and Indigenous people in Quebec. That one is going to be on February 8th. It's called Quebec History X. And that is actually going to be facilitated by Webster, who is also one of this year's laureates. So it's really awesome. Besides that, we also have Routes to Roots, which they are putting on a series of activities, outdoor winter activities called the Black Winter Fest. They have ice climbing, snowshoe skating. They had their kickoff event last weekend at Mont-Tremblant. And it's really about getting the community out and letting the community know that there's so much that we have to offer and there's so much that we could also experience together. But when I think about this edition, it is 100 years, since Black History was, first inaugurated as Negro Week in the United States. Here we're celebrating the 35th edition. But when I'm thinking about all that we have experienced as a community, when I think about my grandfather, who would have been close to 100 years old right now, God rest his soul, he must have seen a lot of change. So I'm so proud of us. I'm so proud that we have not silenced ourselves, as long as we know that advocacy is sometimes is there's a lot of fatigue. We get burned out talking and advocating about the same issues. We still have a long way to go, but we definitely have come a long way as well.
It's a very busy schedule and it's very exciting. Oh, great
Oh,
event.
yeah. And for people who want to tune in, there's a lot more. Trust me, there's several program workshops, artistic presentations, concerts, art exhibitions that you could go to, as well as the activities that I mentioned. For those interested, you could go on the website, which is moihistoiredesnoirs.com, and you could check out the calendar and the schedule for this year.
Hey, fantastic. I wanted to ask you a little bit about your own expertise too, because as the spokesperson or the Anglophone spokesperson, you bring your own background and expertise and experience. Can you tell me a little bit about your advocacy work in the past? You've worked, is it correct, with the Disabled Women's Network of Canada?
Yeah, I'm the director of Black Community Initiatives at the Disabled Women's Network of Canada. I've been with them since 2015, and I've held many roles. Even in my position now, the role of advocacy. I feel like I also had to advocate for myself a little bit, and I love it because I'm in an organization that's just about advocacy, right? I'm able to highlight my community, but even more so, I'm able to partner with other community organizations, and support them in adding on that disability lens. Because when we think about it, we are, we hold so many identities, right? Our intersections overlap and they create very different experiences for our community members. And sometimes we don't think of who we're missing. And the disabled Black community, as disabled communities worldwide, and in Canada especially, often get marginalized, are silenced, and are overlooked. So a lot of my work has to do with bringing those issues into the forefront, creating networks of peer support, and really allowing people to find the spark within themselves, because people did that for me. I wasn't always in this position at all. I lived many different lives, but I always held true to the fact that I wanted to help others. I never knew what I wanted to do per se. Throughout my schooling, my family was always like, "What can you do? How much money can you make with this degree?" And I always just said the same thing. I don't know. I just want to help people. And I'm just happy to be aligned with so many like-minded individuals who really have the same drive and mandate.
Can you tell me a little bit about the theme for this 35th edition of Black History Month in the province? The theme is Together, Let's Raise Our Voices. Can you elaborate a little bit on that theme and maybe put it in context with some of the intersectionality that you just discussed there with disability and et cetera?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, as the theme for this 35th edition of Black History Month in Montreal, Quebec is Together, Let's Raise Our Voices. And if we think about the our historical trajectory, whether it's of being from Caribbean descent, Black Canadians, Black Americans, or so far, or so forth, there's a lot of work that has been accomplished if we think of the civil rights movement and all the movements within our respective islands and regions. And the message has always been the same. Our voices matter, our perspectives matter as well. No one deserves to be oppressed. No one deserves to be discriminated or treated differently or othered because of characteristics that they couldn't choose themselves or that they did choose, right? And it's about living in a society that treats people with equity. So we've noticed that throughout these movements, change wasn't made through one sole person. Even though you might have had a few faces of movements, it took a community behind them, a community support, the collective support to change legislation, to impact laws and policies so that our community could be where it's at today. A lot has changed over the years, but we still have a lot of work to do. And if you think about some of the recent issues that we've experienced in Montreal, Quebec, racial discrimination that our youth are experiencing in schools. There's still, discrimination towards Black women, men, and gender diverse people, even the queer community in the workforce, in terms of microaggressions, in terms of discrimination, and all that. So we can only make change when we gather together, when we think of the collective and move as a collective, as I like to say, with that village building mentality, so that they could hear us. The same thing that I say to my clients, because I do a lot of other work. But for the parents that I work with, if it's one parent who has an issue, that might get them a meeting with the teacher or the principal. But if it's 20 parents or 30 parents that come together for the same issue, that gets them possibly an interview on a news station. That gets their issue highlighted at a larger in a larger way. So together we could go way further than we could do individually.
Tamara, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with CJLO Radio, and happy Black History Month. I hope that all the
Thank
events
you.
go well.
Yeah, and is I welcome our allies. I don't think we talk about this enough during Black History Month. It was also non-Black people who supported our movements, who supported our collective. So I really want to open this Black history to all allies, all people in Montreal, to educate yourself, to learn more about our culture and our experiences so that we could have more empathy that's moving around across this city.
Great, thank you. Have a good
Thank you.
rest of your day.
You too, take care.